Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 25th of May 2024. Today's topic is Destined for Greatness. Our text today is taken from Daniel chapter 6 verses 1 through 9. Verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king fought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. Forasmuch as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Verse 5. Then said these men, We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king, and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, and the princes, the counselors, and the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute, and to make a firm decree, that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree, and sign the writing, that it be not changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Verse 9. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Key verse. Daniel chapter 6 verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king fought to set him over the whole realm. The story of Daniel in the Bible is an interesting one. One important aspect of his life is that he was destined for greatness. Even as a captive in a strange land, he was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. What was the secret of his excellent spirit? He had the fear of God in him. He was a true worshipper of the Almighty God. While in a strange land, he obeyed all that he learned about God. He stood for God's righteous standard in the midst of corruption. These qualities made him to excel in all areas of his life. To have an excellent spirit, the first thing is for you to surrender your life to Jesus, repent of your sins, and then you will begin to enjoy the fruit of excellence. Also, you need to be focused and determined, make positive confession with your mouth, and pray yourself into greatness, and you shall be celebrated. Prayer for today. Lord, greatness comes from you. I want to be great. Make it possible in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 through 13. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.